I'm going to bring in a little bit of wisdom that I have learned in my life. You ever heard that old saying, you never forget your first love? That's a 40, 50-year gap between your first love and now. That's 45 and 50 years removed. That doesn't go away, man. Being snubbed in high school by the pretty girl, it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away 40 years later. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I'm not the person that you think that I am. I never was. I'm the orphan that my family abandoned. Was never loved. What makes you think that I could ever trust? To get that feeling of union, I'll live vicarious. You deserve better. One who believes you'll stand with them through the worst weather. I never wanted to affect you with my curse ever. You'll never know that I sought to protect you from me. Thoughts to keep you from this toxic waste and arc of suffering. My only path was shield you with my solitude and forfeit all of the potential joy I could have brought to you. Only our love was allowed to flourish. Family, kids, yeah, I thought about it for us. But you were never mine. I was just sent to mask aromas of your relationship with the distant past. I knew for me those times were just as crucial. Back when I would have been invisible to you. Seen as damaged goods. From my mother to my father, seen as damaged goods. To all the women in my past, seen as damaged goods. From my teachers to my peers, I was damaged goods. All they seen was damaged goods. A hard head from the hub cities, damaged goods. System bred, group home fed, damaged goods. All my brothers and my sisters know I'm damaged goods. All you'll see is a war-broken soldier with his defenses up, hint at such. Those missiles that hit were meant for us. Waking up in night terrors, trying to fight Hera. So wrong, I still think I grew up in the right era. And you want this? I logically reject. I won't even bother, I have an abandonment complex. Me? I'd rather run for hill, making strides, break for life. I refuse to be a consolation prize. These days, I look for sharper sword and better shield to protect from the sex appeal and every wound that never heals. You can never get the demons out, no exorcisms. Why I'm using isolation like a coping mechanism. A new motivation absolves the anger. A far cry from my blue pill doppelganger. I'm just trying to play the cards I was dealt and keep the hurts and scars to myself so you can't see the damaged goods. From my mother to my father, seen as damaged goods. To all the women in my past, seen as damaged goods. From my teachers to my peers, I was damaged goods. All they seen was damaged goods. A hard head from the hub cities, damaged goods. System bred, group home fed, damaged goods. All my brothers and my sisters know I'm damaged goods. All you'll see is...
And you don't understand, in his upbringing, if you go look to his upbringing, and you're like, how do you look in the rearview mirror? How do you not? That stuff never, ever leaves you, ever. And I'm not sure it's a bad thing. Nobody gets elite without a stumble, a roadblock, an enemy, a chip on their shoulder. The great ones, here, late, deceased, current, everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. You get there with attitude and resilience, and that resilience is formed of being burned and scorned and mocked. It's incredibly human, and we're all dealing with something.